Hey there, soul searchers and wisdom wanderers. Have you ever wondered how we, mere mortals, can connect with the divine, the infinite, in this seemingly lowly world of ours? Well, hold on to your spiritual seatbelts, because today's tenure is taking us on a mystical journey. Imagine, if you will, that each mitzvah we do, every step of kindness, every moment we dedicate to the Torah, we're actually building a cosmic home.
Yeah, you're actually building a cosmic home. Yes, you heard that right.
We're not just flipping pages or mumbling blessings. We're laying down bricks of light in the architecture of the Almighty's crib on earth. Now, why is the Torah such a heavy hitter in this celestial construction project? Think of it as the ultimate power tool, the divine hammer that drives the nails of reality into the framework of existence. It's potent because it's the blueprint of creation, the DNA of the cosmos, whispered directly from the Creator's mouth into our eager ear. And just when you thought it couldn't get any more epic, let's time travel to the future. We are strolling into the seventh millennium, my friends. Just as there were 6 days of creation with a Shabbos to cap it off, so too are we inching closer to the grand celestial Shabbos of history. The world is not just tumbling through time. It's setting the stage for the ultimate reveal, the moment of redemption. The signs are all around us in the unfolding of world events, as if the universe itself is on the edge of its seat, popcorn in hand, waiting for the climax of a cosmic blockbuster. And there you have it, a snapshot of today's Tanya, a tale of building divine digs and the dawn of redemption. Keep those spiritual tools handy and eyes on the skies, because the story is just getting started. Catch you on the next wave of wisdom, and remember, every mitzvah is a star in the sky of the soul. Shalom for now.